Yes, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. It's actually going to be the best of Distorted View. Sideshow Freaks are getting a new episode today. You guys are getting a classic edition. I just want to wish you all a very happy new year. Be safe and have fun out there tonight. And don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. What would be great is if you wait to listen to Distorted View until you're already in a just messed up, drunken fog, because I think it would be a lot easier for me to convince you to fork over some cash when you're impaired. So if you're listening to the show and you are drunk, now would be a good time to log on to PayPal or just go to Super Freaks. Just go to PayPal. Just send me as much money as possible. That's what I really would like. But you can also go to superfreaksideshow.com and sign up for the Sideshow. All right, we'll see you back in 2011. Bye, everybody!
You know what I'm called? A vulgar, crass pervert. Flaming and fabulous.
Yes!
if it's an angry pussy, if it's a hateful, stinky pussy, you know, walk away. What the fuck? Why are you people listening? Why can't I read any of the words in front of my face?
I can't feel my legs, Papa. Why can't I feel my legs?
Da-da-da, it's Granny Tuesday.
My tutti frutti dip is manly.
Push out the cum. Push out my jelly babies.
Okay, I'm just going to call you Cheez It from now on.
Because that's the color of your skin.
Is anyone else offended by the term dick snot?
Meryl Kalin.
Welcome. The show's going to be funny. The show is great. I feel good. Well, I know that I'm worth I feel good.
It's so good.
It's so good. I've got to eat. I feel good. Like chicken and food. I feel good. Like chicken and food. So good. So good. I've got to. Wowie, kazowie, meal make good salad.
My God, well, hi, everybody.
I feel good.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, September 25th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, the old angry Malaysian knife trick. Plus, naked hood-riding mamas and smeared guinea pigs. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. And I'm recording the show kind of late because I was looking through a bunch of my really, really old CDs. As a matter of fact, they're so old, like, they're deteriorating, it looks like. Probably because I don't store them properly, but they're CDs from like 1998 and 2000. I was trying to find some old DV stuff to post on the Sideshow, and I kind of hit the jackpot, actually. I found about 70 old episodes from Distorted View, like 2001, 2002, so those will be up on the Sideshow. And then I also found some really old bits. Oh my god, these made me cringe when I was listening to some of these things. So on the extended portion of the show today, I'm going to be playing some of those things. Listen to this.
You're listening to Distorted View with Tim Henson and Joe Donato.
That's when Joey was part of the show. Oh, this is the old intros and bumpers and stuff when we were doing the show in Texas. And there's another one here that I wanted to play just to prove that, you know, even when I was just starting out, I knew enough to make the announcer say inappropriate things.
I'm a cheap whore. A dirty cheap whore.
See? And, of course, this one.
Joe Donatone is a fat ass.
So if you're a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, you can hear Tim and Joe just starting out back in 1998. Holy shit, that's like almost 10 years ago. The first episode ever of, like, Distorted View, like we're calling it Distorted View, was December, like the 1st of December of 1997. So, wow, I will have devoted 10 years of my life, some would say wasted 10 years of my life with Distorted View this year. Wow. I don't know if I should celebrate that or if I should be depressed about it. Probably depressed, right? Have you guys heard, I'm sure you guys have heard about the whole Kathy Griffin Emmy Award thing. It happened a while ago, like last weekend or whatever. And I just happened to be on YouTube and I found this clip. Fox News is weighing in on this.
Come up here and they thank Jesus for this award. I want you to know that no one had less to do with this award than Jesus. He didn't help me a bit. If it was up to him, Caesar Milan would be up here with that dog. So all I can say is, Jesus, this award is my God.
She said, suck it, Jesus. This award is my God now.
Yeah. All right, Kathy Griffin, who I really wasn't too familiar with her work to begin with. That was offensive. And we're going to bring in our favorite Sunday morning host, guest.
Let's bring in the priest to weigh in.
Jonathan Morris, live from Rome. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Greg. And I'm going to be doing something besides just
playing. Whoa. My gaydar's going off on this one.
Soccer today and having good pasta. I know you have a feeling, pasta. Greg, that I do nothing more.
I sit home and I eat pasta. It goes right to my hips. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh.
I'm going to be working hard today.
Think you work very hard. And, Father, I was just praising you because you are an incredibly forgiving person. You don't find this kind of rant offensive at all.
Well, thank God, because, quite frankly, it was a fucking joke, okay? No one's taking what Kathy Griffin says on the goddamn Emmy Awards seriously. It was a stupid joke. She was making fun of the people that always go up there and thank God for their stupid football wins or, you know, Emmy Awards or whatever. God has nothing to do with that. What the fuck does God care about the Emmys?
You know what? I don't find it offensive. What
I find it
is very sad.
Sad.
Very sad.
Make sure to get those extra S's in, you big queen.
And at the climax of her career, at the pinnacle of success, she says it's her own God, after all, would actually
it's
say...
It's a joke!
To take advantage of that moment, to go back 2,000 years in history and feel the need to lambast him with pornographic language.
Not everything people say should be taken at face value. It's a fucking comedian accepting an award. Of course she's going to say something retarded. She's going to make a joke. I mean, I feel like this is... I feel like I shouldn't even be making these comments because, I mean, it's just common sense, but apparently Fox News wants to make it into a big deal. So there you go. Fox News and the lisping priest eating pasta. Corey sent me a couple more dating on demand video personal ads, and apparently you can surf on over to datingondemand.com and watch them. I didn't know that. I thought you had to watch them on television. But, you know, I'm starting to think that a lot of these personal ads are from guys who are trying to do them as a goof. Because I can't believe this is a real one.
I am 26 years old.
Uh-huh.
I live in my parents' basement.
Okay.
I like watching movies.
Like, I would leave that detail out if I was doing a video personal ad. Like, you're trying to sell yourself here. Come on.
I like watching movies.
Okay.
Reading.
Good.
Cooking. Pretty much anything you can do by yourself without any friends.
See, again, I would have left that last part out. You just look desperate.
My dream woman. I guess... My dream woman would look a lot like Lara Croft in Tomb Raider, but
okay.
But less pixelated. hobbies are passions in life. I guess I like washing my hands. I do that a lot.
What?
If I could have any superpower, I would want to be able to fart really loudly, but make it sound like it came from somewhere else.
Okay, like... No, this can't be real.
The sexiest thing about me...
He has to be doing this as a goof.
Is my ability to consistently roll a 20 on a 20-sided die.
Oh, that's right, ladies. He's single.
You should date me because I am more desperate than you are.
That is not hard to believe. All right, here's one more. This is Adam, and this, again, cannot be real.
Okay, my passions are, I don't know, women trapped in men's bodies.
Shouldn't it be men trapped inside women's bodies?
I like that. I like girls.
I like that.
To, I don't know, do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But
okay, this he's either drunk or... I don't know what the hell's wrong with him.
Like girls who
do a little this, a little that.
Do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But in reality, the truth is that I'm not sure about my sexuality. But you know, I'm ready to experiment. That's really what it comes down to. I'm a nice guy, dream woman.
Okay, here's the thing. The only reason I would think this is real is because this guy, his face is going to be on TV. Why would you lie about stuff like that, you know? Like, Adam wants a woman in a man's body.
It's a mixture between George Bush and Ronald Reagan. I'm really into wrinkles and older looking hair.
No.
So that's really my dream woman.
That's a unique fetish. Like, he's into older looking hair. That wiry gray nastiness.
I'm a sucker for women who look mannish, and if they're... Honestly, I like a low...
Barbara Bush, I hope you're listening to this.
Low voice, like if you can be like, hi, Adam.
Oh, wait a second, I have to hear that over again, I'm sorry.
Honestly, I like a low voice, like if you can be like, hi, Adam, get in bed. That's me right there, that's what I want. If I have a superpower, I could make the women that I sleep with turn into men.
I have nothing to add to that.
You should date me because I'm confused, and it's a 50-50 shot. Gay or straight, hey, I'm right here for you. So, hey, there you go.
Wow. Yeah. It's my dream lover. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. All right, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. We're doing an extended show today. Plus, hopefully later today or tomorrow, I'll be posting about 70 new episodes of Distorted View. You've probably never heard of them unless you were listening to this program back in the early turn of the century, 2001, 2002. I also found this great... this is so stupid. Back when I was like, it must have been 96 or 97, I had one of, I got a webcam. It was like one of the first, you know, webcams. After the black and white ones came out, they came out with a color one or whatever. And I got one, and you could do like little stop animation with it. And I did a Lego animation to a Jordache jeans commercial. I don't know why, but I'll put that on the website as well. Pretty much how I spent my time growing up. Playing Legos. So $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Lots of great stuff popping up there in the next couple days. First story we have for you today, let's blow through these. I'm tired. Spending hours trying to get these stupid CDs to copy over to my computer. A mom of three was devastated today after sickos apparently killed and pushed her family's much-loved pets through mailbox slits. Two rabbits and five guinea pigs, four of them pregnant, were stolen from Paula Beard's back garden. Animal remains were later found smeared over cars in gardens and pushed through mailboxes a mile away. South Yorkshire police believe the two incidents may be linked and are appealing for witnesses in the area. This poor woman was probably trying to get into her car to go to work, and she just saw, like, smeared guinea pig all over the hood. Entrails all over the windshield. You can't just use your windshield wiper and put a little fluid and clear that up because it's just going to smear. It's a bloody streak mess. Mrs. Beard, 37, said she was absolutely devastated when she found the cages empty on her patio. My pets are my life. They're like my kids. I wonder how her real kids feel about that. You love the guinea pig more than you love us. You make us shit and wood chips. I could totally see that happening. Like, the woman loses it and then starts treating her real children like guinea pigs. Get them a little hamster wheel. Make them drink from those bottles. I'm changing your name, Bobby. Your new name is Mr. Clifton Whiskers III.
Mom.
Don't talk! You're not allowed to talk! You must never talk. Guinea pigs don't speak. You know, it was probably just the neighbor kids that killed the guinea pigs, although that is kind of sadistic to
push them through mailbox slits and smear them on the cars. When I was a kid, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, how I killed a bunch of goldfish because my neighbor had the aquarium out. I don't know if she was cleaning it or something, but all the fish were in there. And for some reason, she had a bunch of like paper towels and toilet paper rolls. So I thought, and I don't think I was trying to be mean about it, but I thought it would be a good idea to put all of the toilet paper and paper towels in the aquarium with the fish, and it killed them. I was like 6 or 7, though. 6 or 17. Alright, yes, my pets are my life. We bred the guinea pigs and knew they were going to be sold, but we thought they were going to caring homes. Her 12-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter, who both owned a rabbit, were said to be, quote, totally upset. Believe me, that's nothing an Xbox couldn't fix. Xbox and a couple of Bratz dolls. They won't even remember the fucking rabbit. A sack of rabbit food in a cage were also missing when Mrs. Beard went into the garden. Mrs. Beard added, "We don't know what has happened to them, but it gave me hope that the food in cage had gone too." Wow, this woman is living in a delusional state. Okay, all your guinea pigs went missing, and your rabbits. The guinea pigs were smeared on your car and stuffed in mailboxes. I don't think these people are animal lovers. I'm going to take a guess here and say that you'll find the rabbits soon enough, or at least their intestines hanging from your door. You're going to have a hard time explaining that one to the kids. Well, you know, in some African countries, it means good luck to hang rabbit guts on your door. It brings rain or something. All right, second story we have for you today comes from Kuala Lumpur. That's right, Malaysian doctors. It has Asian right in the name, Malaysian. All right, yes, Malaysian doctors have reattached a man's nearly severed penis after his first wife, enraged by his comparison of her sex skills with those of his younger second wife, decided to chop it off with a kitchen knife. All right, why is he discussing his sex life with his ex? That is a recipe for disaster. You got what you deserved, sir. The man, a 43-year-old Indonesian worker in southern... That's Indonesian. I don't think that's Uga Chaka. No. I'm kind of an idiot. I'm an idiot with a brand new offensive sound effect. Uga Booga. Who does that offend? Like Native Americans, maybe? Yes, the man, a 43-year-old Indonesian worker, was lying in bed with his 48-year-old wife talking about his newlywed second wife, who is in her 30s. What was he doing in bed with his first wife when the incident happened? Despite his shock and pain, the man managed to pull on his trousers and ride his motorcycle to a nearby hospital where doctors had to put in 11 stitches to reattach the organ. That's not too bad. The man later complained to police, who arrested the woman and planned to charge her. She faces up to 3 years in jail. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Arizona. A woman whose husband and son locked themselves in the family car in an attempt to get away from her threw rocks through the car windows before taking off all of her clothes and lying down on the hood of the vehicle. That's when she started screaming. Yes, I got it into today's show. Hey, by the way, Adam emailed me and said he came up with a good name for hobo speak like this. Crazy. Crazy hobo speak. We should call it hobonics. It's the official language of vagrants. I wonder if you got two homeless people together, two crazy homeless people. I wonder if they could understand each other, or at least I wonder if it would appear that they were carrying on a conversation. Probably. Both talking nuts. Speaking of nuts, back to the story here. Cheryl Lenora Ross, 42, was arrested early on Saturday. Sheriff's deputy said Ross and her husband got into a fight at their home shortly after midnight. The husband took the couple's 10-year-old son out to the car to get away from Ross. Crazy nut job bitch. Ross threw large rocks at the car, smashing the windows, then stripped down and took up the position on the hood of the car. Maybe she was just trying to arouse her husband, you know, so he'd want to get out of the car and fuck her. Like, yeah, roll around. That is fucking hot. You're a slut. Dirty, roll on the hood of that car. Slither like a snake. Yeah. You're a whore. Filthy whore. My wife. Unfortunately, that didn't work. Deputies called to the house, said they found Ross naked in a bedroom and took her into custody after a brief struggle. Ross was arrested. Ross was arrested on charges of felony endangerment.
No way!
Criminal damage.
No way!
And disorderly conduct.
No way!
For domestic violence. Indecent exposure charges are also pending. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies. I'm sorry if something's wrong with my volume or something. I think the levels are all messed up, so I apologize if it's really loud or not loud enough.
Hey, Tim. Sean here from the Tone Deaf Radio Show. I'm in the middle of listening to your show, and you're talking about superheroes with, like, useless powers.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the movie Mystery Men with Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
That was based on real comic books. I had a guy I used to work with that was really into comic books. He talked about one about the Flaming Carrot or something like that. I can't really remember the name.
The Flaming Carrot.
His superpower was that he could catch carrots on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I wasn't the first person to come up with that, you know, observation or whatever. I just, you know, it's kind of interesting.
Give us another Sextastic Tuesday. I beg of you.
Yeah, it's always I think it's always like the really young kids, who like the underage kids, that really miss Sextastic Tuesday because they like it when I talk about pussies and stuff. But yeah, I don't think a lot of people are missing Sextastic Tuesday. Let me know if you do.
Hey, Tim, this is Nate the Whore calling. And hey, I was just driving down the highway coming back from work, and I saw a license plate that said, "Our God is an awesome God," and I was thinking of that awful song. And
oh, that is
awful. Play it right now.
I don't have it queued up, but otherwise I would. I was talking to someone, and I said, you know, like, when I occasionally will, like, just when I'm flipping through the radio stations or whatever, I'll come across a Christian. And you can always tell it's a Christian station because within the first 5 seconds of listening to it, any song has the word Jesus in it. And I said, you know, I think maybe more people would listen if, you know, not every song, you know, had the word Jesus or God or Savior. But then my friend was like, well, that's kind of what makes it a Christian song. Kind of the point of the whole station, I guess, so. 103.5, The Fish. Or The River. Yeah.
Hey, Tim, I just want to let you know I've been randomly, as me and my buddies are driving around, randomly shouting Tim Henson 08 at people.
It's all about the grassroots campaign.
Along the streets, and I should have called you about this a couple weeks ago, because this is when it happened, but
yeah.
We're driving, and I see this bum, he's all hairy, and, you know, his hair's all matted and gross-looking.
Sexy.
And I yell Tim Henson 08 at him, but he, like, flinched like I was going to hurt him. I thought that was pretty funny.
He must know my name. A couple more here, and then I'll get out of your hair.
Man,
matted hair.
I just listened to Monday's show, yesterday's show, and at the end of the show you played something, and I recognized Butch Walker's voice, but I didn't recognize the song. What song was that?
It's called... It's called Lights Out. It's from his Letters CD.
Hey, Tim, this is Pierre, your French sideshow member from New York. I'm calling you to tell you how much I love the show. I have spent 4 days without any distorted view updates. And, oh boy, I missed the show. It's,
yeah, see what happens when I'm gone and I'm not around, or you don't get me? You're sad. So let's make sure I'm taken care of. So sign up for the sideshow.
So fun. So disgusting. I just love it. Keep up the good work.
Thank
and,
you.
Don't care
I feel kind of bad because, you know, last week, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Just like at the top of the program, it seems like I'm talking more, not playing as many audio clips. But it just so happens there's not a lot of funny porno clips or, you know, stuff coming around this week. So, you know, when they come in, I'll play them as I get them. You know, it's just some weeks there's not a lot of new stuff popping up. It's, you know, the nature of the beast, I guess.
Hey, Tim, I heard about your stomach that you think might be an appendix for us.
Well. Or pancreas or testicular cancer, sure.
You were asking for medical advice. I went on to Yahoo Answers to find you a solution, because that place is the epitome of information. It's really, like, better than Wikipedia.
It's so funny because, you know, when I started mentioning, you know, the pains in my stomach, you didn't really hear anything for a couple of days. But then, after like 3 or 4 days, that's when I'm getting all these voicemails about Yahoo Answers, and I know some of you guys posted questions. So I'm just waiting to hear back from you. can only imagine what you freaks posted there. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, I'm looking for a woman in a man's body. And someone that doesn't mind that I pass out with my sack out. Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. If you've got some funny audio or video, now would be a great time to send it to me, show@distortedview.com. If you're Sideshow member, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you. You don't want good in your life.